it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilk.
Hey, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What a bug.
Your boy Huggy Lowdown would like to thank all the beautiful people of Beaumont and H-Town for coming out this weekend to see me, Chris Paul, and the Queen of Comedy some more.
Nice.
Jay, we stopped past the Breakfast Club in Houston where they cook them good groceries. The food is so good you catch the itis while you're sitting at the table. And the people are serious about the chicken and waffles, catfish and grits. Shiggity. I tried to cut line and almost got target slapped. This one waitress think I'm J. Anthony Brown every time she see me. Like I walk in the door with a J-Spot Comedy Club t-shirt and a white woman. But overall, I had a great weekend. My Washington Redskins beat the Baltimore Angry Birds. I meant the Ravens. Who knew? Speaking of who knew Manny Pacquiao would get knocked out? Tom Silver J, what the fiscal Clifton Powell happened to Pacquiao? He got his cooler whooped by Juan Manuel Marquez. Adios, Mios. Who knew Pacquiao would get the Holly Berry baby daddy beat down? Who knew? Who knew Manny would get Buster Douglas? Who knew? Hell, Jay, we could have put some advertisement for the J-Spot on the bottom of Pacquiao's shoe. Who knew? Pacquiao messed that money up, 100 million stacks down the drain. Because you know the Mayweather-Pacquiao ticket was everybody's dream fight. Now what we supposed to do, Pacquiao? I'd rather pay to see the rematch of Holly Berry, Baby Daddy, and her boyfriend. I'd rather see 50 Cent and Mayweather fight. I'd rather pay to see Seal and Heidi Klum's bodyguard box. Bobby Brown and Ray J. Crazy Cat Williams fight the clean Cat Williams. Tom Simple J, this is just barbershop conspiracy theory, but I think Pacquiao lost because of a certain person in attendance. Yep. Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, that's right.
You think the joint of jinx is bad? The Romney rut is a muff. Well, Tom Simple J, in this week of where the elderly white man wandered off to, Mitt Romney left his luxurious senior citizen home and showed up at a place full of people that didn't vote for him. A boxing match. Tell me that ain't senile, Sybil. Mitt done gone and lost it. He don't know what to do with himself.
Right.
Mitt's been seen at amusement parks, boxing matches, and Costco. Well, before the fight, Romney wished Pacquiao a good night. And he wasn't the only one that wished Pacquiao a good night. Marquez wished Manny a good night, too, after he put his ass to sleep. Who knew? Why would you let a man that lost you to president come to wish you good luck before a fight? That's like John McCain showing up to wish you good luck before you take your driver's test. You're going to fail that hand over hand. You know that, right? Who knew? Who knew that me and Chris Paul is going to be in Philadelphia at the Lab Out December 14th through 16th?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Coming up next, Chris Paul and the NFL wrap-up.